Hallelujah. Good morning, Father of all fathers, Father of all creation. Thank you, Lord, that you made everything. You saved. Are real. You are there and you are coming. You're revealing yourself. So I thank you this morning as we come boldly to the throne of grace. Thank you for the mercy, the loving action that just stirs our hearts up to be relevant to who you are and relevant to who we are as you lead in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Psalm 99 and verses 1 and 2, and we're going to read from the ESV.
The Lord reigns. Let the peoples tremble. He sits enthroned upon the cherubim. Let the earth quake. The Lord is great in Zion. He is exalted over all the peoples.
Hallelujah. The Lord reigns. Let the people tremble. You know, God has done, the God the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit have done everything to hallow the heavenly name, hallow the heavenly family, their agenda, their plan. Everything has been done for us in Christ Jesus. And by the leading of the Holy Spirit and the shepherding of Jesus revealing himself to us, and the Father and Son making their home with us, we can rejoice. We tremble. What do we tremble with? Anticipation. We tremble because of this goodness that's available to us. And we tremble because we've come home. We are the children that have come home, the prodigals that have come home. We are the branches that are in the vine. We are the bride of Christ, married to him to bear fruits to God. Not gained, not yes, gained to be as well, but we are, and every day we enjoying this. We are growing in this, and this is the beauty. And if someone hasn't heard the gospel of what God has done and hasn't surrendered to this gospel, to the will of God, to the kingdom, then they can just tremble because they are in fear. They don't know where they are and who they are, and yeah, it's a horrible place. So, but praise God, this morning I just want to encourage what the Lord's been just encouraging me last night. We are not because of our works, our efforts. And I'm thinking, especially when we hear the word bride, and the ideas have been pushed many times that, oh, we need to push on to be the bride for he comes for a bride that is holy and blameless. You need to understand, when you came home, when you accepted the Lord, the bride, the sonship, a child in the home of God, a branch in the vine, is all the same things. It speaks about a mighty change that has taken place, and you are come to that, and now you're in that, and now it's just about developing on schedule, getting our daily bread, being encouraged. So the Lord comes for his sons, he comes for his bride, and he comes on a daily basis. And that's that word parousia is reveals himself, manifests himself, and that's the reality that we need. Otherwise, you've come home, all this provision is yours, but you still your thinking is that of the world. You need to understand that you're a child of the Most High God. You've been bought with a price, and it's all about now just staying in tune, staying developing on schedule in this wonderful goodness that's been made available. And I like this verse too. The Lord is great in Zion. He is exalted over all the people. We've said that he's exalted over all. He's Lord of all. I mean, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords. But he's great in Zion. And Zion is the kingdom of God. We have come to Mount Zion, the heavenly Jerusalem, to the city of the living God. So it's so beautiful, guys. We have come. And it's in that that we are now rejoicing in all the provision, angel provision, quality of life found in our new names that we are waking up morning by morning to, and in the leadings of God day by day. The Father in this kingdom, we've got this the wonderful Father, the God of all. We've got Jesus who speaks, and that's who we listen to because he's our shepherd. So through the Holy Spirit that takes that which belongs to Jesus, he reveals it to us. We take hold of that, and Jesus may, and the Father reveals himself to us, and they make their home with us. That's a beauty, guys. That's a reality of being relevant and effective and filled with joy in this world because it's all available. Amen. So be encouraged, guys. God loves you. He's for you. Just put the lights on and take hold of the things above and just be the blessings that God made you to be, relevant, shining, lights in the darkness, rivers in the desert, shadows of a great rock in a weary land. Amen. Lackaday.
Amen.